The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton, and it's week 5 of high school football, and we are back at the gridiron as league play gets underway this week. And we are once again at Foothill High School as the Cougars look to use the momentum from the comeback victory over Lassen last week as they clash with Paradise High School. It's Paradise versus Foothill Friday night at 7:30 p.m. only on KCNR 1460, your home for North State High School football.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Welcome back to Generation Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Joining me in the studio today is Brian Garber, a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Center. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that we were talking about before the break, and I was so impressed with this, when I went in and got a tour yesterday, and Brian was able to show me around a little bit, is they have what they call the acronym is SOS, but it's short for Solo Step.
Oh, it's Safety Overhead System.
Oh, Safety Overhead System. Mm-hmm. So this is like a trapeze thing, but that's what I would say. But why don't you describe it a little bit for everybody?
So what it is, it's actually a rail system that runs from the ceiling. And it's attached with a rope, and we basically carry it. It's almost like a climbing equipment that you would see, like if you go out to crags. It's a H harness that we buckle you into, and we have various sizes. You know, not one size fits all, but we definitely have that rail system to where we can work a lot of gait movement and posture. So when we're working in a safe environment, that way if a fall does occur, they're suspended in the air. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, if you've ever seen a zip line or anything like that, kind of that concept, but we're attached and we're not going to hit the floor.
So. Yeah, and I love this because, and I see this out with my folks too, is that posture. I mean, part of the balance issue is your posture. If you're stooped over or looking down your neck and your shoulders and all of that, then you're forward leaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really tough, I think, in a walker scenario, which is what a lot of physical therapy is, right, is to mm-hmm. get them to stand straight, where this is like the safe space that I mean, again, my friend Naomi, her dad had a heart attack and went through some issues, and was almost on comfort care, and we brought him up here, had a great experience at Vibra, and then ended up coming to see you guys and is back home and living independently now and just had an amazing recovery through and through this. And so this this SOS system eliminates the fear of falling down, gives patients a boost of confidence, allows patients to challenge themselves with advanced therapies, creates a safe environment for balance, strength, and gait training. And you guys don't – they're not just walking. You're putting stuff in their path.
Yeah, I like to talk to our patients, you know, and talk to them as far as, hey, what does an average day look like for you? Do you have a dog? Do you take them out in the morning to walk? Or are you transferring – are you getting in out of cars? Curbs, do you see curbs? Do you go from your lawn to the pavement? I mean, these surfaces are always different, so – we definitely want to give them the best feel that they possibly can on their day-to-day basis. That way they get good at it. And then they have that confidence, and mm-hmm. that, you know, they feel, you know, that confidence gives them a little bit more of independence. So
what kind of stuff do you put down there in their walkway?
We use hurdles. So for stepping up on curbs, looking at steps, that's a big factor when it comes to fall risks. We look at, as far as surfaces, people lose instability. You get a lot of ankle sprains because of the soil being, you know, mm-hmm. loose and wet, you know, from a sprinkler or a rain, you know. There's things that, you know, as far as movement patterns, making sure that gait, you know, is performing the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And there's no imbalances that way when we are walking and we go to turn suddenly. It's not just in one direction. Most incidents, I would say, usually occur not in the sagittal plane where you're walking front, you know, front to back, but it usually happens in the transverse or in the frontal plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is moving from side to side or in twisting facet mm-hmm. where I'm rotating.
Right.
So, but yeah, we look at those. So we train in every plane. It's not just.
So this is perfect plane. For like a someone who's, you know, having some balance issues.
Definitely.
This is the perfect. And the other thing I loved when I was there yesterday is even on the treadmill, they can be harnessed in with this system, but they're just above the treadmill. So mm-hmm. they can actually get that feeling of walking.
Well, it also helps out the doctor, too, mm-hmm. when we're looking as far as a gait assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on from the foot and ankle, the knees, the hips, all the way up through the back and their shoulder girdle. So we mm-hmm. can get a better look at how they're moving, and then we can make, you know, adjustments as far as to help them out.
Yeah, know? so let's say you get this person who, you know, had a fall, you know, let's say they didn't break anything, but they've been very weak and dizzy and balanced. So you guys kind of have, you would do that assessment. And you're like, okay, so we're going to start them here. And then you guys already know through these visits, like what equipment you're going to put them on. There's a whole plan of like, we can't do this yet, but we're going to start them here. And when they hit a certain, you know, milestone here, then we move them to this machine kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything's off progression. It starts, you know, from the initial when you're looking at as far as the visit when he's there. He will work with them, I would say, as far as finding out directly what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at that point we make a design a program to mm-hmm. benefit to where they can alleviate the pain. The pain is usually the factor that sends most people there. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stand it. It hurts. It's mm-hmm. bothering me. So at that point, it's like, hey, how do we do? What do we do to relieve pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point? And then we design the program to keep it consistent to where, hey, they're going to keep their posture to where they're not going to go back into those pressures of pain.
So, yeah, and then and it is hard to do physical therapy when something's hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, you know, when we get asked, well, can you put together an exercise plan for my mom? I'm like, we're not physical therapists. I'm not trained on how to deal with your dad and his issues and his age. And sometimes you need to work through the pain, and sometimes you can't, sometimes it's dangerous. That's a symptom of your body saying, okay, something's off. We need to mm-hmm. strengthen something else, right? Before we can. So you guys are so good at doing that. That's the professionals. That's where you guys come in. It's like,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but we don't want to like push someone through some hip pain until we know exactly what's causing it.
Precisely.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
And I will say, like with the balance issues a lot, you know, we deal with a lot of UTIs, and UTIs. One of the first symptoms I notice is. Which is urinary tract infection, is loss of balance and loss of coordination. And then you're dealing with a setback, a fall. You're trying to get this medical issue fixed. So, and that now it doesn't take a lot when you're 80 or 90. If you've been, you know, off for 2 or 3 weeks, now we've had a setback.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times we're not going to talk about insurance too much because we're not experts on that. But oftentimes Medicare will cover PT if you can show some type of decline and your doctor writes a prescription. And you guys will help them figure out if it can be covered. That's something you guys will work with them on.
Yes, mm-hmm. We actually will do a complimentary assessment, and that kind of puts a package together for the physician or the doctor to kind of give them an overview of what's going on with the patient. Mm-hmm. That way that they're, you know, it gives them the go-ahead for PT, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you think, oh, my gosh, this sounds like, you know, something that my loved one could benefit from, if you just need to call over there, 605-4422, and make an appointment because, you know, they have clients and you may not just be able to walk in and get this 15-minute assessment. If you call, then Dale can, you know, block off 15 minutes for you, and then he'll do this fall risk assessment with you, and that can help build, like Brian said, build the case for your doctor. Because oftentimes, I mean, they're happy to write the prescription if they can see that you've had some type of setback that therapy will cover. I mean, you've paid into Medicare. I always tell clients, you know, utilize that. And from a different point, as a taxpayer, I'd much rather have you use your Medicare dollars and prevent the fall than be facing what we said, the $67.7 billion by 2020 of us paying for the fall after the fact with yes. surgeries and rehab stays and all of the care that goes along with that.
It's all bad news.
Yeah,
too.
It's all bad news. We want to avoid the fall. And some of the other things we want to talk about, I mean, so you guys have the SOS system, which is great, the harness thing, which is, I think, and that's nothing that they can get in Reading.
No.
You're the only place that has this. Mm-hmm. Where's the next place, the nearest place that would have something like this?
For me, I could honestly, I don't, probably Sacramento would probably be the best.
Southern California.
Southern California.
Okay. Yeah, so this is something so unique to our area that I really, again, I think, and not to say that there isn't other great physical therapy places in town, but this is what sets physical apart, because if you're trying to improve that posture and you're trying to improve that balance, it's really tough to do that. I mean, people aren't safe. Mm-hmm. They don't feel safe to stand up straight.
Yep.
Where this is that harness, which, you know, have you had people, like, are they scared first?
When they get in there, but we tell them to slouch under the harness, that way they can feel, you know, hey, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah,
at that point, it's, their confidence mm-hmm. actually, it bumps up, a, mm-hmm. you know, quite a bit. And they're a little bit more adamant of, you know, getting into a program.
Right.
Like, hey, I want to. It's a curiosity thing, but it's definitely, you know, it's enticing. They like it.
And before we got on the air, I was lucky enough to see this YouTube video. And for those of you listening, I mean, it really almost brings tears to your eyes. And it's this man named Peter, and he's in his early 90s, and it shows like a time-lapse progression of him when he first started his therapy to when he got done. And you can actually – they can search Peter at –
At physical, yeah.
Peter at physical, which physical is spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. And Peter at F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L. And it's, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I literally, like, if you just need to, like, have a lift up in your mood today.
It's a motivating video.
Yeah.
It's definitely exciting.
I mean, you can see, and, you know, in your 90s, and, you know, I remember, like, 5 or 6 years ago, I heard the statistic that Medicare was trying to show that after a certain age, physical therapy quit working. They wanted to be able to say, we don't pay for it after you turn a certain age because it doesn't really work anymore. Well, they got up to like over 100 years old and abandoned their own study because it didn't matter how old you were. If you participate and if you do therapy, you will have improvement. And I think this is where, like, you know, our generation, our age, you know, I'm in my 40s, you know, we're at the gym, we're being physical. But you get, you know, into your, you know, 70s and 80s, I mean, the gym atmosphere may not be what you need anymore, but definitely physical activity is still important. Therapy is still important. These are things that we don't outgrow.
Yeah, and they do. This day and age now, which is something that, you know, and I've been in the fitness industry for quite a while, and I see it now, they have, it's a Silver and Fit program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of insurance companies will cover that. I know a few local fitness centers here that actually will carry the Silver and Fit program. Mm-hmm. So, and there is some things there for, you know, for people over 65, you know, so it's definitely, there are gatherings and there are people mm-hmm. that, you know, so that still support that, which is something. You know, when in the 90s and in the early 2000s, they weren't doing things like that.
The baby boomers now have got us on it.
Yeah. So it's cool.
And when we, after this break, I want to talk with Brian about, in his experience, what can we be looking for with our parents? What kinds of things can we be encouraging them to do? preventing the fall and preventing the issue. And so we're going to talk about that more right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Generation.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee are teaming up for the 6th annual Caffeinate for a Cause fundraiser. On Thursday, September 20th, all local Dutch Bros locations will be donating $1 from every drink sold, plus tips to Turtle Bay. This event will be held 7 to 9 a.m. and again from 2 to 4 p.m. Each Dutch Bros location will feature local celebrity baristas, plus live appearances from Turtle Bay animals. Caffeinate for a Cause on Thursday, September 20th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. We are here every Wednesday at 9 live, where we are embracing aging. If you want to join us in the chat room, it's kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if you have any questions for me or my guest, Brian, who's a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Center. So, Brian, we've been talking about falls and family members and helping our aging loved ones. What are some things that, you know, if someone's listening to the show right now, that they, what kind of activity should they be encouraging their parent to do? And what kinds of things, if their parent can't do, would maybe then make it, this a good referral for you guys?
20 minutes of activity a day is ideal, you know, just to stay healthy, moving, getting good range of motion. That's ideal. Some people's lifestyles, you know, especially with this day and age with technology, the technology boom, we find ourselves seated a lot.
Sedentary a lot, yes.
So it's, and then the TV, you know, and then the cell phones. Like I said, there's a lot of distractions out there. But the thing that I always tell people is that you got to take care of your star player, and that's you, you know. And when you're looking at that, you know, you're what makes things work, you know, as far as – and if you're a member of the family and they rely on you, then that's very important, you know, that you're healthy and that you're moving, you know, you're moving how you should be on a day-to-day basis because people, you know, count on you. And it's a dignity thing too for a lot of people, you know, being able to do things on their own. So it's very important when we're looking at these things, you know, it's a big part of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I think so that 20 minutes a day could be just walking.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that just walk through around the island. But because it could be there's more fall risks walking outside. But then again, that's stuff that you guys could work on them with if they wanted to walk outside and be more safe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people, a lot of the family members go, oh, dad's 85. He's lived his life. He doesn't feel like doing it. I don't want to push him. He doesn't really want to exercise anymore. But it will be your problem. You know, I mean, at some point, something's going to happen, and not only do you bounce back slower because you weren't in good physical shape going in. I mean, the statistics we had earlier was, a third of this population is going to fall this year over 65. So your odds are 1 in 3 you're going to have a fall. So are you going to be prepared for that fall? Are you going to be fit and strong so that you hopefully don't injure yourself in the fall? Or are you going to end up having, you know, some major setback?
Yeah. No, definitely.
What else can people be looking for? Like, what are some of the hazards maybe at home that they should be watching for that you kind of see the trip and fall stuff that results in PT with you guys?
There's been, you know, incidences where stuff's out of place. You know, mm-hmm. navigating a room is very important, knowing where things are at, and especially at that age, you know, anything 65 and older. You want to be able to see what's going on, you know, where things are at in the room. Mm-hmm. If you have animals, another one is a big, you know, animals, children. Children get underneath your legs, mm-hmm. underneath your feet. So do animals, you know, and they are a tripping hazard. Mm-hmm. So, and being able to react and respond to that all deals with posture
mm-hmm.
and how we react with the spinal alignment, you know, and being able to respond to those instances. Mm-hmm. That way we don't fall and hurt ourselves.
I've had a couple family members get mom a puppy, and I'm like, couldn't we do a rescue dog? Because, you know, the puppy is just not. I've had a couple injuries with the puppy. And you're right, having the pathways clear, the clutter issue. Again, we have people that have, you know, been through the depression. They saved everything. They've got, like, little pathways through their home. But that's a huge fall risk for people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, just even things that are out of place, you know, people have routines. And
mm-hmm.
and if they're used to something and they walk out the door and something's there, you know.
Right.
It could be the newspaper that trips you up, you know, just checking the newspaper in the morning.
I've had two people fall bending over to get the newspaper. Is that something, too, when they're in your place, will you do, like, a bend-over therapy, too, with them to, like picking up things? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. I like looking at an overhead squat assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's depending. But also, we also use the table, too, you know, as far as for safety. That way, when we're going into deceleration, you know, with the hips,
mm-hmm.
that we're able to do it in a safe facet, too. And then we also look at, you know, hey, what's going on with their flexibility? Can they do that properly? Mm-hmm. You know, and can they perform that activity?
And might you say, you know, this is probably not a safe thing you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a time where you're like, hey, get one of those grabbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll let them know, definitely. Like, we don't see this as a safe thing for you to do at this point or maybe ever.
Yes. No, there's definitely mm-hmm. some limitations. Mm-hmm. But then also, I mean, people, you know, with scoliosis or spinosis, you know, mm-hmm. when you're looking at those type of things, yeah, we want to be very careful with those patients, too.
Right. I had my grandmother actually fractured her back gardening.
Mm-hmm.
These older women, we didn't know about, you know, osteoporosis and breastfeeding and calcium deficiencies and all these things that we know that we women now can take care of. But I've had many clients just sit mm-hmm. to a chair and primarily women and have back fracture. And so I imagine you guys are really careful with that kind of stuff. There's only so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, having a strong core and having strong legs and having good balance, mm-hmm. you're going to hopefully minimize what could happen.
And with resistance programming, like we were talking about, it does help out with bone density.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the risk of osteoporosis when we do add resistance, you know, with weights or, you know, if we work with our own body weight, by that means bands, resistance, tubing. I mean, there's a whole array of modalities out there,
mm-hmm.
but the bottom line is it's supporting bone density. So it's going to really help out with, you know, keeping your bones a lot stronger as mm-hmm. you age.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, I want to say again that if you have a loved one who you feel would benefit from some work at Physical Therapy and Balance Center, you can call and make an appointment for a free fall risk assessment, 605-4422, and Dr. Dale Little will block off some time for you and do that assessment and arm you with the paperwork to take to the physician to hopefully get it covered by your health insurance or Medicare. So I highly recommend it. I mean, I've seen so many clients benefit from ongoing physical therapy, and it could be something that you do for a while and it's covered, and it could be something that you continue to pay for after it's not, just because it's just a great way to keep your loved one healthy and at home. And trust me, you know, you look at the investment into something like this versus, you know, home care and having aides have to come in and do things for your loved one that they can't do anymore. I mean, to me, to have the quality of life and the independence is well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to talk a little bit about the pain management stuff that you guys have going on. And I saw both of these, devices yesterday when I was there. So one is a medical wave therapy and one is a deep tissue therapy. These are both like a privately paid for option for pain management, but they can get their first session free. Mm-hmm. And then you guys have packages and stuff that you can talk to, so they can kind of try it out. So let's talk about the medical wave one first. So the medical wave therapy works for neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, hand pain, hip pain, hamstring pain, knee pain, heel pain, and foot pain. Mm-hmm. So basically any joint, really.
Yeah, it's definitely it works with mm-hmm. a lot of things, arthritic, if you got a joint pain, even if it's been, you know, post-surgical or anything mm-hmm. like that, at that point, yeah, we can kind of help out and, you know, speed up the recovery mm-hmm. process for healing, which is really neat, too. Muscle pains, strains, anything with that really helps aid in the, as far as the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the delivery and everything as far as what you want there is increased vascularity and circulation, but it's also breaking down what they call scar tissue or adhesions, mm-hmm. which are those, it almost feels like beef jerky instead of steak, right?
Right. Okay.
Muscle tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks those up and it supplies that tissue with ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, which maximizes the cell volume, which mm-hmm. helps out hydration and pushes out lactic acid and nitrous oxide as far as the bad stuff that's getting into.
So this
tissue.
Is like a so it's like a wave that comes through you. So you're like kind of putting it on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like coming through like a wave thing.
Does that
hurt at all?
It's a little bit more aggressive. I would say it's a pulse.
Okay,
so
the pulse.
A pulse
okay.
wave.
Okay.
But, yes, it's definitely something you will feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as the – it's it, depending on – we have different settings, too, to mm-hmm. where we can run it, you know, to maximize, like, it's getting deeper. And we look at the spine, too. They have spinal settings, and they also have different settings to where we can look as far as the tissue, if it's a big mass – or if it's a smaller muscle, mm-hmm. we can really kind of pinpoint those mm-hmm. those areas
right.
of concern, you know, which is definitely causing pain, and we can alleviate those stresses.
And of course, you know, you will feel it, but of course you're in pain. So you're like, okay, I can handle yep. this to relieve my pain over here, you
definitely.
Know, because, I mean, and I have, you know, and unfortunately, you know, especially with our senior population, we don't want them taking, you know, these, you know,
the
oxycodone and those kinds mm-hmm. of things. I mean, you know, we're increasing our fall risk.
Yeah.
Addictive issues, constipation, other medical problems. So let's fix the pain problem that we're dealing with. I mean, again, with the whole spinal issue or neck issues or whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
This is a great option for people.
Yeah.
So.
When you're looking at those people that are on prescriptions too, you know, and it's, if, you find it. I've talked to people about it, and it's just like I just don't feel like myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to do anything. You know, and it's kind of a, you know, it's sad when you look at the, you know, when you look at those populations
yeah.
that are kind of they're stuck and dependent upon that,
right?
Because
in chronic pain,
that was the only option
mm-hmm.
for me. When that's not the case,
right?
You know, I mean, this day and age with medicine, I mean, we've gotten so many developments to where things have become, you know, we have options.
Mm-hmm.
We have these options available, you know, they're doing, we do also, along with the medical wave, we do laser, which is a more subtle approach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more relaxed, but everything dealing with the laser is kind of along those same methods.
Mm-hmm.
But, along, you know, when we look at it, it's not going to be nearly as much to somebody who's as sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is the most common area of the body that you're utilizing these for?
I would primarily say lower back and
mm-hmm.
neck pain. You know,
yeah, lower back. Ugh. When I was pregnant, I mean, I had back pain for like a month
mm-hmm.
At the end. And I had never had any back pain before. And I had so much respect for people that have back issues because it's like you can't get comfortable. There's no position. You're not bruised. You're not bleeding. You're not swollen. So people look, you look fine. And you're just, and it just wears on you. It depletes your energy. It fatigues you. Like this, the back pain, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's something people would definitely want to take advantage of there.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and I want to remind you, on either of these, the medical wave therapy or the deep tissue therapy, you can get your first treatment complimentary, and then they'll let you know some package options, and you can probably tell them too, like, depending on how good they feel after the first one, about how many you think they would need to have a good result. So that's something you guys will walk them through.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's just amazing. So we definitely want to help people manage their pain and have a better quality of life. So we're going to take a short break and wrap things up with Brian from Physical Therapy and Balance Center right after this. Stay tuned. So against all
lies. They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No on Proposition 8. Stop the dangerous dialysis proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Welcome back to Generation Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. So in the studio today, I've had Brian Garber, a PT technician with Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, and we've been talking about all of the amazing things they're doing in there. And, I mean, I've been so impressed with – and by the way, they've only been open 2 years, so everything's brand new. And the treadmill that you guys have in there – like the pictures they're looking at, like they can, would you say they can go to any country they want or something?
Yeah, it's pretty much anywhere in the world. It's really neat, and you got to keep up with some. They have different programs, but walking, running, gait training. There's programs specific. It's a really neat treadmill.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this treadmill is they have like a harness over it. So if you're not able to really do it safely yet. But they've identified the fact that this is something that would be useful to you. They'll start you off within the harness so that there is no fall risk doing that. And that's what we want to do for folks. So we've been talking a lot about balance and dizziness, and those tend to be a huge factor in falls. And one of the other things you said off air was
the vestibular.
Yeah. And vertigo. And I've had my daughter's had vertigo. My grandmother had vertigo. I've had a caregiver that has vertigo. And you really feel helpless when this happens. I mean, it is like most of the time you don't feel it coming on. Sometimes you won't even be sick when it happens. It's not even like you have a flu.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of treatments do you guys do for vertigo?
For vertigo treatments, everything that he has to do an assessment. But usually it takes – we want to have people come there and bring someone with you, because if you have already vertigo, you can
shouldn't
have
be
the,
driving.
You shouldn't be driving that point.
Yeah.
So definitely have someone bringing you down there to the facility, and then at that point, Dr. Dale will do an assessment and find out where, you know, where it's coming from. It's a canal, so they look at as far as the canals and this, the crystals. So they'll float in, and then the debris, and then it'll mess with your equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of the same facet, too, when you get spun around in a chair, almost like tinnitus, where you get that dizzy sensation and you walk up. But it's also in transitions, too. People could go from laying down to sitting up, and instantly it'll hit them, you know, and it's that. You know, and basically look as far as he does an assessment to find out where, you know, which canal, and then we assess which canal it's coming from. And then it can either, from that point, usually after the first treatment, we've seen a lot of success to where people walk out of there and they feel really, really well. But it could be an ongoing thing. That's why we
make sure you have a driver.
Make sure you have a driver with you, because when you're dealing with balance and vision, anything dealing with the field of vision, it's definitely, common practice to definitely be safe.
It's debilitating, too. I mean, the thing with and vertigo, like, it can last a day, it can last a week. So I think it's always good for people to know. And is that something generally they can get the insurance to cover?
Yes.
So what kinds of things does he do? Like, what are the treatments? Does he, are you like laying down? Are you standing up? Like, what kinds of stuff does he do?
It's everything, like, as far as how it established. But even when you're going to the grocery store, when you're looking up through the aisles and you're turning your head and then back and forth, people have that happen to them right in the middle of the grocery store just from looking around, or right when they get out of bed, for instance. You know, they stand up and then it's like they completely feel helpless. Now, if you're living on your own or if you have someone, it's always ideal. But if you're by yourself, that could be a very scary situation. So
what is he doing with them in there?
It's basically they go through different exercise and movement patterns, but they are tilts. We look at as far as correcting and combating the situation if it does occur. So different tilts, you know, as far as moving the head in different positions. That's
Which is good, because, like, let's say that they have, like, a chronic situation where it comes and goes. So they're learning skills to do what, if I'm looking up and this happens, or maybe I move my head this way instead of this way. If it happens,
No, definitely.
Yeah, because there are people that it is, like, a chronic thing for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and these are, you know, skills that are also used to combat, you know, to keep it, you know, pretty much to get back to where they need to be, you know, in order to feel confident just even to get up. So,
And I want to say again, if you have a loved one that wants to go in and get a free fall assessment over at Physical Therapy and Balance Center, you can give them a call at 605-4422, and Dr. Dale will block off like 15 minutes and go through this fall risk assessment that you can then take to your doctor and potentially have your either Medicare or you know, health insurance cover the rehab therapy for them. And you guys, is it usually like a couple times a week that you recommend that they come in?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're doing? Yeah.
Usually, typically, like twice a week. It depends on the situation, you know, especially people that have issues, you know, with getting up and walking. They want to get to that point. Yeah, we want to see them twice a week to where they can see those progressions and that we're monitoring them.
Are you giving them anything to be doing at home when they're not with you guys? So are they getting a little home plan
too? Yes, and that's very important too, because those home plan exercises, you know, that's what really helps out in the, you know, in the healing process. And then also, you know, also helping them with their gait and their balance training too. That way they do have that confidence.
Yeah, because I think, and that stuff they can continue to do. If their prescription runs out, then they have something safe that you've put together for them based on their issues to continue to work on at home. Because lots of times families do ask me, you know, can you put together a plan for my mom? I don't feel comfortable doing that, but there needs to be something in place.
Yes, no, definitely. And it's a plan of care, but we do everything through MetaBridge, so they do have an exercise program that they do take home with them. And it has pictures, and they can go to a video on MetaBridge itself. It's got it listed up there, and they can see a video. They can't remember, like, hey, how did he perform that
the proper exercise.
How was that done? And they can always go to MetaBridge and they can look at the video from there.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I mean, I've just been so impressed. I mean, I think this is, again, like, when my agency comes in and we see mobility issues, it generally, like, I'm working with these clients to help them get their independence back for their safety and for our safety. We don't want to have a client fall into us potentially my staff, we're not going to lift anybody off the ground. And, you know, we oftentimes can get in the middle of that inadvertently and hurt ourselves. So we want to see people have the most independence, especially getting in and out of cars, going to doctor visits. And is that something like, will you actually work with them in the parking lot, getting in and out of the car?
I've actually, we've gone to that extent.
Right. Because sometimes it is like, show me how you're doing it, right?
Yes.
Because that's really, I mean, and weather on the curbs and all of that, of course, you're putting them through some paces indoors, you know, with the curb stuff, but also to see how high or low the car is, how they're, what they're grabbing onto. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yep. That's awesome. Well, I've been so impressed. Thank you for joining me this morning.
No, thank you
it's
for
having
awesome.
Us. It's been awesome. I want to remind everybody that Physical Therapy and Balance Center is located at 2620 Larkspur. Their website is www.physical.com. It's FYZICAL.com/Reading. You can stop by and check it out anytime, but if you'd like some time put aside to talk with Dr. Dale and, again, do that fall assessment, they do recommend that you give him a call so they can schedule that in. He's kind of a one-man operation as far as that assessment part, so we want to be sure that he has time for you. Again, that number is 605-4422. And awesome. And if you want to follow me on Facebook for the show, it's Generations Talk Radio. And then I have all of my guests for the future lined up there. And any final thoughts from you? How's it been?
It's been awesome.
Is this your first radio show, right?
Yes, it
is. Well, you've been a good guest.
Thank you.
You've been a good guest. And we all in this industry, you know, we will help you if the fall occurs. But whatever we can do, and I know you guys have a heart for seniors, and, mm-hmm. and prevention is the key.
Yeah, and we just want to be a resource for our community mm-hmm. and an education center, you know. Mm-hmm. If they have questions, you know, and it's, you know, regarding their lifestyle and the way they're moving. Yeah, we want to hear it.
Yeah, and I will say, also I want to point out, we are having the Healthy Aging Fair through the Older Adult Policy Council, and that's going to be Friday, May 11th in the mall from 9 to 1, and Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be there doing that fall assessment. So if you want to come by that day, we're going to have I think we have over 40 vendors coming right now to that event. And again, it's the Healthy Aging Fair through the Older Adult Policy Council, and I've been on that committee putting this together. And it's going to be from 9 to 1 right in front of JCPenney, and there'll be home care agencies, financial agencies, county nonprofit agencies, medical equipment, assisted living, rehab facilities, and then Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be.
And you've been listening to an archive encore presentation of Generations Talk Radio.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco.